So let me just clarify, though. It's I looked it up. It's oxygen and carbon dioxide in the blood. And both of them, the carbon dioxide, CO2, that O2 is going to be diminished, so there's going to be less carbon dioxide, less oxygen, and more hydrogen. And argon. Argon is the third, what did you say today? Argon is the third most prolific element?
Yeah. Element.
Element.
There's more. There's
in
most
what?
Of it,
in the atmosphere?
In the world.
In the world. Mm. So, but we don't measure argon. It's like the body doesn't.
Too much.
Maybe the body.
Too much to measure. Too much to measure. You have no way to measure.
Argon makes up 0.93% of the Earth's atmosphere, so making it the third most abundant gas. And let's look up then argon in the body, in the human body. And it's the third noble gas in period 8. Makes up 1%, about 1% of the Earth's atmosphere, approximately the same solubility as oxygen. Ah, so it'll replace oxygen. And it is 2.5 times as soluble in water as nitrogen. This chemically inert element is colorless, odorless. Argon in the human body, the total amount in the body is very small. So as we ascend, you know, as the environment changes, it sounds like the total amount of argon in the body is no longer going to be small. Is that correct, Dion?
That is precisely exactly correct, Dr. Dean.